Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Deuteronomy 10, the verses 10 to 22. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 10 to 22. Now I had stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, as I did the first time, and the Lord listened to me at this time also. It was not his will to destroy you. Go, the Lord said to me, and lead the people on their way, so that they may enter and possess the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good. To the Lord your God belong the heavens, even the highest heavens, the earth and everything in it. Yet the Lord set his affection on your ancestors and loved them, and he chose you their descendants above all the nations as it is today. Circumcise your hearts, therefore, and do not be stiff-necked any longer. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes. He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow, and loves the foreigner residing among you, giving them food and clothing. And you are to love those who are foreigners, for you yourselves were foreigners in Egypt. Fear the Lord your God and serve him. Hold fast to him and take your oaths in his name. He is the one you praise. He is your God who performed for you those great and awesome wonders you saw with your own eyes. Your ancestors who went down into Egypt were 70 in all. And now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars in the sky. My theme for reflection is strangers, neighbors, and the heart of God. Strangers, neighbors, and the heart of God. We all have that drawer at home, you know, the one you confidently label the junk drawer, only to open it later and be humbled by the utter chaos inside. Batteries, paper clips, mystery keys, birthday candles, expired coupons. It all seemed organized at the time. It is a light-hearted but apt metaphor for the human tendency to forget what is important amid life's clutter. That is where we find Israel in Deuteronomy 10. As they stand on the edge of the promised land, God, through Moses, reminds them of the one thing that must stay front and center, the covenantal call to love and loyalty. Deuteronomy 10:10-22 stands as a lyrical call to remember the God who rescues, who reigns over heaven and earth, yet chooses in love to set his heart on a people. To the Lord your God belong heaven and the heaven of heavens, the earth with all that is in it, verse 14. Yet this God cares intimately for the most vulnerable, the orphan, the widow, and the stranger, verse 18. This is not an abstract divine principle. It is an ethical blueprint for God's people then and now. Theologian Abraham Joshua Heschel once said, "Few are guilty, but all are responsible." Deuteronomy reminds Israel and us that belonging to God comes with a calling to embody his justice and compassion. The Israelites are urged to circumcise not their flesh, but their hearts. In the ancient world, circumcision marked physical identity. Here, Moses preaches a deeper inward transformation, a heart set apart to love, serve, and obey. This text powerfully links memory to moral action. You were strangers in the land of Egypt, so love, love the stranger. They are to remember the wilderness, the deliverance, the mercy they received when powerless. As Christian people, we too remember the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, who entered the margins of society to love the outcast and reconcile the estranged. The cross critiques any allegiance that supersedes our first calling to love God and neighbor. In an age of divided allegiances, we, like Israel, can forget. We chase security in politics, nationalism, or self-made identity. Deuteronomy's voice echoes, "Do not forget. Let your life point to the God who rescues, who rules with righteousness and compassion." Loving God and loving neighbor is not theoretical. It is gospel with flesh on. We may not agree on every policy or solution, but Scripture is crystal clear about the character of the community God desires. A people shaped by remembrance, humility, and hospitality. As Johann Baptist Metz wrote, "The cross is always supposed to function as a critique of the ways that we live. We must let the story of God's faithfulness in our lives move us toward embodying mercy and justice, even when it is messy." So we ask, are we good neighbors in our land? Do we remember who our true King is? In a world prone to forget, Deuteronomy invites us to live from memory shaped by the one who loved us first. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways do I forget to center my identity in my relationship with God? Number two, how might I tangibly embody God's call to care for the stranger, the orphan, or the widow in my community? And now our practical exercise for the day. This week, identify one stranger in your neighborhood or community. A newcomer, outsider, or person who feels unseen. Intentionally extend an act of kindness or hospitality to them as a reflection of God's love. God of heaven and earth, who rescues and redeems, we confess how often we forget your faithfulness. Circumcise our hearts to love as you love, to serve as you serve. Teach us to remember your mercy so we may show mercy to others. May we be people who reflect your justice and compassion as witnesses to the reign of Christ our King. In his name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.